Good morning, everyone. On a rainy, foggy December day, kind of helps us to get into the solstice mood that we are celebrating this morning. We are being connected via Zoom. We are united as one community. I'm Rev Ralph. I've been a member here at Prairie for at least 20 years. If this is your first time, or 101st time, we're glad you're here. If you carry the weight of a weary world on your shoulders, or you entered through the doors with a song in your heart, a skip in your step, we're glad you're here. If you are the loudest voice in the town square or the subtle hand behind the scenes, we're glad you're here. If you sing like angels, and I think our choir was pretty close this morning, or mumble behind the hymnal, we're glad you're here. Ours is a community of what it is because of your presence. So welcome. Welcome into the space of love, support, justice, compassion, and fellowship. We're glad you're here. In music? Yeah.
Welcome to this sacred place and sacred time. We come together in community to celebrate the winter solstice. In the northern hemisphere, this is the time of longest night. We come to share the ancient traditions, to honor the darkness, and welcome back the light. First, let us locate ourselves in the outer flow of the season. In winter, the heartbeat of the land slows, and the sleepy limbs of nature fold in on themselves. This is the period of dormancy, when life waits, subdued and hidden in mystery, a season of waiting. Barren branches are hushed. Hibernating creatures snuggle in their protective homes. And seeds of all sorts lie dreaming of spring within the soil's quietness. Even though all appears dead and void of movement, there is quiet growth taking place. During the darkness, gestation occurs. In caves and hidden hollows of winter, baby bears are born. In the frozen air, branches with terminal buds secretly grow every day. In the unmoving earth, flower bulbs are strengthened for their future journey upward towards the sun. Winter challenges us to carry hope in our hearts, no matter how sparse our awareness of the inner stirrings might be. It asks us only to be, to live with the mystery and wait patiently.
Let us locate the flow of the season in our inner life. As we light this chalice, we remember the winter times in our lives, challenging times of disappointment, pain, and betrayal. Times when our inner fire can grow dim, and the fire of our hope and love can weaken. We light this chalice, and we remember that like the seed dreaming within the winter womb of the earth, a seed of light remains with us always. We gather together at this time of greatest darkness to honor and feed this small seed of light. O fire of hope that shines on in the midst of violence, fire of love that flames up even in the hearts of those who have been wronged, fire of faith shining through the eyes of the dying, fire of wisdom radiating from elderly faces, fire of compassionate presence bringing joy to the lonely, nourish and bless this seed of light. O sacred fires of heaven and earth, you that shine in the darkness, rekindle the fire in each of us. May we honor all within us that is willing to wait for renewal. May all creatures of the earth grow strong in the dark womb of winter's waiting. Please join us in singing Silent Night. The words are found on the back of your order of service. You may remain seated.
We will now call the circle by reading together the words found in your program. So all together, night, oops, sorry. Here we go. Hail, festal darkness of the North Earth's life, and light will soon be reborn. Hail, the gentle breath of East. Hail, the passionate creative spark of South. Hail, the trickling water of the West. Hail, the spirits of the center, the threads that unite all things. Hail to those who lived before us. Hail to those who follow us. All see the turning of the wheel, the endless cycle that connects us all. Inside the circle, we are one. Guide us to the returning light.
In the nurturing, comforting darkness that surrounds us, may we lean into it with joy, remembering our own birth out of the womb of darkness. Out of the darkness, a song once arose, akin to the song of the first creation. In that dark, singing womb we ripened, blessed and cradled by the darkness. The singing darkness filled us with melodies until we became a song. The darkness carried us into the dawn and sent us forth to sing our own songs. Today we honor that darkness and we sing of the life we were given in the holy darkness of our first home, that nurturing, earthy womb where we first grew bright with life and blossomed in spirit.
Please join in the call and response of the Holy Darkness Prayer. When I say Holy Darkness and gesture like this, please respond with, "We praise you." Fruitful womb of being, you turn the sun's face away from us as you gather us into the darkness of winter. In the darkness, you cover us with beauty, the poetry of the moon and stars, the loveliness of nocturnal creatures who make music in the forest darkness. You send your night spirits to close our tired eyes and breathe dreams and visions into our longing hearts. Holy darkness,
we praise you.
Fruitful womb of being, you cradle us in your enriching dark arms. All creation finds life in the womb of your darkness. In the darkness, you teach us to trust in what we cannot see, to hope for that which seems impossible. You reveal to us the necessity of patience and the holiness of waiting in the dark, so that like the seed placed in earth, we too may crack open and rise up as a blessing and a light for one another. Holy darkness,
we praise you.
Thank you.
As we prepare to call back the light, let's spend a few minutes in private reflection. If it feels comfortable, you can close your eyes, look inside, and recall a time in the past year when your inner light grew dim. Recalling now a difficult experience that you would like to release in preparation for moving back into the light. Now, take a moment to see, sense, or feel a small flame of love, hope, and wisdom that resides within you. A flame of love, hope, and wisdom that exists within each one of us. Notice where that flame lives in your body. Now allow the light of that flame to grow and to gently cleanse you of any disappointment or sadness that you have been carrying from that difficult experience. Know that even as you release the pain of the past, the wisdom and growth you have attained from that experience can remain with you, guiding you forward into the new year. Let's share a minute of silence to integrate that process in whatever way feels right for you. Open your eyes. The dwindling of the sun's light in autumn is a reminder that as the old year passes, so do all living things. But like the serpent that sheds its skin, we shed our old selves that we may grow into a new one. Please repeat after me. As the old year passes,
as the old year passes,
may the painful be released.
May the painful be released.
And love, hope, and wisdom carry us forth into the new year.
And love, hope, and wisdom carry us forth into the new year.
Blessed be.
In this time of the longest night, we have celebrated the darkness. Now it is time to welcome the returning sun. It is time for us to light our festive fire and turn the wheel of the year to celebrate the changing of the seasons. This wheel of greenery symbolizes the wheel of the year. The complete cycle of the four seasons is represented by the four candles. The center candle represents the sun. In some old northern European agrarian cultures, people left fields for the winter and put away their farming tools. They took the wheels from their carts, decorated them with greenery, and hung them in their halls as a reminder that it was time to withdraw from the demands of everyday life. This was a time to turn inward, to acknowledge the feelings of cold, loss, fear, and longing to wait in a spirit of hope for the return of the sun. The sun itself was sometimes called the wheel of the year. Our ancient ancestors believed they played an important role in turning the wheel of the year. They believed that their ritual celebrations helped the seasons change and encouraged the sun on its journey. Some of our ancestors erected great monuments to mark that journey. Early peoples revered the elements that ruled their lives. Let us continue a reverence for the natural world. Let us acknowledge our role as guardians of the earth and celebrate the seasons.
We invite you to join in turning the wheel of the year, responding as indicated in your programs. As we kindle the new fire, we have hope for many blessings in the new year. The turning wheel disperses the gloom, calls forth the sun from the great earth's womb. The turning wheel of death and birth
changes the seasons of the earth.
The turning wheel beckons the light and summons the sun from the womb of night.
What new hopes and dreams are waiting to grow? You may wish to name them silently as you light your candle with the new fire and pass your light on to the next person. Please keep your lit candle upright while the next candle is being lit to avoid dripping. Lighters, you may begin. As indicated by the guides. Remove the drip catcher and place your candle into the burning bowl of our community. Place your candle starting at the back of the bowl. Raise your hand if you need the guides to assist you in placing your candle in the bowl.
Draws near. All who need comfort are welcome by here. We'll dance beneath the stars and toast the past year. For the spirit of solstice is still living here. We'll count all our blessings while the mother lays down. Snow as our blanket covering the ground. Thanks to the mother for the life that she brings. She'll waken to warm us again in the spring. The poor and the hungry, the sick and the lost, these are our children. Share, for the spirit of solstice
the stars and toast to the past year, for the spirit of solstice is still living here. We lift all our blessings while the mother lays down with snow as her blanket covering the ground. Thanks to the mother for the life that she brings. She'll awaken to warm us again in the spring. The poor and the hungry, the sick and the lost, these are our children, no matter the cost. Come by the fire, the harvest to share, for the spirit of solstice is still living here. A fire is burning, the long night draws near. All who need comfort are welcome by here. We'll dance neath the stars and toast the past year, for the spirit of solstice is still living here. We'll count all our blessings while the mother lays down with snow as her blanket covering the ground. Thanks to the mother for the life that she brings. She'll awaken to warm us again in the spring. The poor and the hungry, the sick and the lost, these are our children, no matter the cost. Come by the fire, the harvest to share, for the spirit of solstice is still living here. The spirit of solstice is still living here.
Hail and farewell. Hail and farewell. May all four quarters now depart or stay if they will. Hail and farewell. The circle is now open, but unbroken still. Hail and farewell. Hail and farewell. Merry meet and merry part, and fare thee well. Our closing hymn is Joy to the World. The words are printed on your order of service on the back.
our offering this morning is being shared with the Tenant Resource Center, which provides mediation between landlords and tenants and support for homeless people seeking housing. We collect the offering while I'll be reading some announcements. Today, after the service, Interweave, Prairie's group for LGBTQ folks and questioning folks, as well as allies, are meeting next door in the Prairie Annex. And then this coming Saturday, December 21st, Prairie has three events, so you can spend the whole afternoon right here if you like. First up is Prairie's Game Group starting at 1 p.m., and that's going to be held, Tim, in the annex? Right here. Here. Sorry. And then we will have continue playing board games or head over to the annex for the book discussion group starting at 2 p.m. And finally, we're having a solstice bonfire in the backyard behind the annex from 4 to 5:30 with s'mores and hot cocoa. You'll have to bring a camp chair if you want to sit down somewhere. Next Sunday is our intergenerational symbol tree service. Our choir is performing, followed by our traditional children's candlelight procession. Everyone is invited to bring something that symbolizes an important personal joy or sorrow that you can pin onto the symbol tree that will be having here in the front of our meeting room. Each person will have an opportunity to describe their symbol and hang it on the tree. I also want to remind us that next Sunday our offering is going to be dedicated to the Unitarian Universalist Service Committee. They are offering a one-to-one challenge. So if we can collect at least $150 next Sunday, that will be matched by another $150 by the Unitarian Universalist Service Committee. And the children will be doing the receiving of the offering. So if we can encourage our children in how important it is to share in our abundance, it would be a nice gesture. But next Sunday, we're dedicating our offering to the Unitarian Universalist Service Committee. Remember, we used to have share the table, but this year we're substituting that because it was hard for people to remember to fill those little boxes. So if we could do it all one time, then we're meeting that sense of sharing. Next Sunday. And a special invitation to enjoy ice cream after the service to celebrate Kathy Converse's 80th birthday. It was a Kathy, not here. She's
happy birthday. If you bring ice cream, I think we sing happy birthday.
And we'll sing happy birthday. Yes. Okay. There's Kathy. Kathy.
Happy birthday to you.
Get her back here.
Stay to you. Happy birthday, dear Harry. Happy birthday to you.
There she is, right there, Kathy. Dairy and gluten free options are available. I want to make a special announcement regarding yesterday afternoon where a number of us visited the Second Baptist Church and had a most enjoyable spread of food that you wouldn't believe was prepared. When I got the invitation from Pastor Wade, he said they'll have some light refreshments. Well, what they served as light refreshments was something that will last an army for at least a week. They had fried chicken, barbecue ribs, greens, collard greens, macaroni and cheese, cornbread, and salads, and desserts. You couldn't name all the desserts. So those who were there know what I'm talking about and how wonderful it was to share that gathering with our neighbors on the other end of our block. And we hope that maybe a Prairie can somehow replicate that kind of a invitation. And I think we'll begin working on that to see if we can't reciprocate our neighborliness. But it was a nice afternoon to share. Well, we're doing that. And now, I want to make one other special thanks. You'll notice that the speakers have been elevated. Here, John Wunderlein. John, we thank you for what you did here. This makes a big difference in how we can communicate during our services. And it was John's genius who was able to do that. So thank you, John. And now at this time, we stop our recording.